Let us read in these Psalms 61 and 62. Psalms 61 and 62. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou hast prolonged the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my refuge. I shall not greatly be moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bow in war, and shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not thine heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. I want to speak to you a few words, friends, in this prayer meeting address. Not in the Psalms we've read, but at the end of the 73rd Psalm. In the 73rd Psalm, the psalmist comes to a most solemn acknowledgement. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast before thee. And all the things of solemn confession he makes in this psalm, psalm number 73, are clearly that he is gracious, though he felt to be as a beast before God. And I would direct you to the last verse, and I beg that it may be our portion but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Oh, whatever, friends, we are sadly left to be and do and feel about ourselves, as we are brought solemnly to feel so dreadfully troubled over our sin and our backsliding, our wandering, and however we may become, even as a beast before God. Oh, how wonderful it is that God, for his dear people, maintains in them a desire and exercise to call upon God. And so, as the psalmist, after speaking those things and what we've read in those other psalms, you know, it comes to this, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Oh, these most positive, good statements, that I may declare all thy works. But it is good for me. Now, is this so with each one of us? Has God made us to become very solemnly aware of our folly, our sinfulness, our shortcomings? But has he given us to know that we can come to God in prayer and beg for mercy? Mercy through blood, one of the hymn writers sweetly put it, solemnly but sweetly put it, mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Oh, it is good. The wonderful but on the side of favour, the favour of God, of faith in God, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, but it is good for me to draw near to God. And every child of God will be brought to know by the teaching of the Spirit how they can draw near to God, plead in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, the favour of this, favour of faith in the bleeding Lamb, and the favour of coming to God in prayer, pleading the precious name of Jesus. And all such pleadings, he approves, God the Father approves, and he is his people and has mercy. May we be favoured now in calling upon God. But it is good for me to draw near to God. Raymond, would you please engage in prayer?